Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Auntie Carrie.
Hey.
And is that Sister Baron?
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for speaking up loud, Bill.
You're welcome.
And,
good evening, Sister Juana.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Okay, y'all rolling on in. Okay. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty. Oh. All righty, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program. Tonight we are in the reading of Second Chronicles. Is it Second Chronicles or First Chronicles?
First Chronicles.
First Chronicles 25. Okay, I got it right. I don't know where I get that Second Chronicles. Let me make sure I pulled up the right answer. And I'm going to have the Vera play that for us. Just give me a moment.
Okay, a lot of energy.
Right. Okay, the First Chronicles 25, it talks about the 24 divisions of musicians. It talks about the harmonious order, where musicians and prophets are in the temple. The First Chronicles 25 demonstrates that every role in serving the Lord is significant and sacred. Whether it is the king or a temple musician, God values order and intentionality in worship, and he anoints those who serve him in sincerity and truth. This chapter invites us to reflect on how we can serve in our respective roles, using our unique gifts to glorify God and edify others, just like the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Judah Bond. All righty, and you may start us off, Sister Vera.
Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and of Yedutun, who should prophesy with harps and psalteries and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur and Joseph, and Netaniah and Asrelah, the sons of Asaph under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Yedutun, the sons of Yedutun, Gedaliah and Seri and Yeshayah, Hashabiah and Matitiah, six under the hands of their father Yedutun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mataniah, Uziel, Shebuel, and Yerimot, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliata, Gidalti, and Romantietzer, Yoshbe Kasha, Maloti, Hotir, and Mahatziot. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hands of their father for song in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, psalteries, and harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Yedutun, and Heman. So the number of them, with their brethren, that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 208. and they cast lots, ward against ward, as well as the small as the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12, the third to Zakur, he and his sons and his brethren were 12, the fourth to Itri, he, his sons and his brethren were 12, the fifth to Netaniah, he, his sons and his brethren were 12, the sixth to Bukiah, he, his sons and his brethren were 12, the seventh to Yesharelah, he, his sons and his brethren were 12, the eighth to Yeshayah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The ninth to Mataniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The tenth to Shimei, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 11th to Azareel, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 13th to Shubael, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 14th to Matitiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 15th to Yeremot, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 16th to Hananiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 17th to Yoshbekashah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 18th to Hanani, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 19th to Maloti, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 20th to Eliatah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 21st to Hotir, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 22nd to Gidalti, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 23rd to Mahatziot, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12. The 24th to Romam Tietzer, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I was listening to that since we're actually learning together. I was trying to figure out all these last few verses about the 12 and the sons and all that. Are they saying that each son had 12 kids as well as they were part of 12? Family of 12.
Anybody
know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I took it as.
25. I thought someone saw that. Mom.
That's what I thought they were talking about.
Yeah.
When I had 12 kids.
So they were just kind of breaking down how the family structure was. They had 12 kids and each kid had 12 sons.
Right.
That's the way I figured it out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I just never read that part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is talking about the changes.
Right.
Under David.
Yes.
With all these, it's not a particular about 12 sons. That's what tribe it belongs to. It's like these 12 sons that David commanded. Of his army, and the children of Israel during the time of David. That's when Jerusalem was discovered, and that's when David started putting things the way God with his army.
Mm-hmm.
Judah went first, and that was the praise team, and back in the life. And these are the ones who were the magicians and the leaders of the Judah praise team that the Lord always sent for first in the battle that Israel fought.
Gotcha.
That's what they're thinking of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Amen. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I think when he kept going on and on and on, I'm like, what is he talking about now? All righty. Already starting off this way. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All righty. Let's go ahead and get into our call. But before we do, let me just let everyone know who's all on the line and do a roll call. All righty. We have Mother May. We have Deacon Lowe. We have Auntie Carrie. We have Sister Tawana. Auntie Dot. Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Sister Smith. Did I miss anyone? I miss you, Sister Vera. Okay, I felt like my name was missing. And then myself, Sister Angela. Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Amen. All right. So just greetings to welcome the Nello family and friends to our weekly prayer program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We're going to start off with Mother Meg giving us an opening prayer to anoint and bless our lives. You don't need it, Mother.
Okay. Ready? Your will be done. Therefore, help us to hear your voice and to submit to your will. Through your spirit, strengthen our conviction and purpose that your will be done supreme in our lives. In this, help us to follow the supreme example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty, we have Douglas Bruce on the line as a listener. Welcome.
Good evening.
Before we start, let me just double check there aren't any more people that joined. Yes, we did. We had Auntie Marie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
That's what you
want to
get by.
All right. We're going to try one more time. I'm going to play a song, and we got a different phone, so we're going to see if this is going to work. I've tried so many different ways, but so far we haven't been successful. I'm just going to play it for a little bit, and then I'm going to come back and make sure everybody's listening to it, and if you're not, we're going to move on in our program, and we'll just keep trying to work out which phone is going to work for us in this endeavor. The song that I'm playing right now is my favorite artist, Tasha Cobb, and she's coming to Phoenix. I'm going to try to get me a ticket. But we're going to sing Gracefully Broken. Listen to, rather. Let me just look right here. Which version is there?
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, break you to put you in the right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Anybody been gracefully broken? So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Yeah. Woo! Just sit your worship right there in this moment.
Temperature check. Anybody hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all heard it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into this worship song. Amen.
All I have in depends and multiplies, God, all that I am is by my heart. All that I am is by my heart.
All right, let's go ahead and we're going to do a regular program today, and we'll talk more about what's going to happen next week. So I'm just going to go around the table, and if you have anything to share, please do. If not, just say pass. I'm going to start off with Sister Tawana. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, there's a little package. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. Finally, brothers, rejoice, become mature, be encouraged, be of the same mind, be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a loving kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Thank you, Sister Tawana. And 2 Corinthians 13, 11 through 13. Amen. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, starting at verse 4. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I've carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and sell down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in numbers there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. I've read Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 4 through 12. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Even Sister Jermaine is asking the Lord to bless that word in our Jeremiah 29. Amen. Next, we have Sister Beryl. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
All righty. Auntie Dot, any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Zechariah chapter 2. I lift my eyes again and look, and behold, a man with a measured line in his hand. Then said I, whether gold thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me sent forth another angel went out to meet him and said unto him, run, speak to your young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as town without wall for the multitude of men and cattle thereof. For For I said the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire, a round about, and will be the glory of the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the Lord, said the Lord. For I have spread my abode as four white wings of the heavens, said the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thou said the Lord of hosts, after the glory had he sent me unto the nation, which follow you. For he that touched you touched the apple of the eye. For behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be a spoiler of thy service. And ye shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, says the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be thy people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee. And the Lord shall inherit Judah the portion of the holy land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raising up out of his holy habitat. Amen, amen. I read the whole chapter, chapter 2.
Amen. Amen.
Auntie God, what was that? What book you came out of? I heard Zechariah.
Chapter 2. I read the whole chapter.
Awesome. Amen. Thank you for that reading. And again, may God bless the word and out of Zechariah. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from number 6, verse 24 to 27. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be glorious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put their name upon the children of Israel. And I will bless them. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Carrie, thank you and for that reading out of Numbers. May the Lord bless those words. Let's go with Auntie Betty. You're next. Would you like to share any good news with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Genesis, starting at chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and darkness called night. And the evening and morning was the first day. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the water from the water. And God made the firmament and divided the water which was under the firmament from the water which was above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. And God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together to one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together the water called the sea. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs, yielding seed, and fruit tree, yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb, yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. The evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for sign and for season and for days and for years. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night. Divided the light from darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the fourth day. And God said, let the water bring forth an abundant and move creation that has life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heavens. And God created the field, every moon, which was the water that brought forth bundles after their kind, and even the winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the water and the sea, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning was the fifth day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Betty, for reading out of Genesis and just letting us know about the beginning of time. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Next we have Deacon Lowe.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. The word of the Bible is a letter from God to us to get a better understanding of wisdom and knowledge. The King of Righteousness. I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 32, verses 1 through 20. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the the mind of that you know, highlight it in a better color. Excuse me, you all. Okay, verse 4. Again, out of Isaiah 32. The mind of the flesh will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For the fool speaks folly. His mind is busy with evil. He practices ungodliness and spreads error concerning the Lord. The hungry he leaves empty, and from the thirsty he withhold water. The scoundrel's methods are wicked. He makes up evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is judged. But the noble man makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands. The women of Jerusalem, until you, women who are so complacent, rise up and listen to me, you daughters who feel secure. Hear what I have to say. in little more than a year, you'll feel secure. You will feel secure. Tremble. The grape harvest will fail, and the harvest of the fruit will not come. Tremble, you complacent women. Shudder, you daughters who feel secure. Strip off your clothes. Put sackcloth around your waist. Beat your breast for the pleasant field, for the fruitful vines, and for the land of my people, a land overgrown with thorns and briars. Yes, mourn for all houses of merriment, and for this city of rivalry, the fortress will be abandoned. The north is city they settle. The cider and the watchtower will become a wasteland forever. The delight of donkeys, a pasture for flocks. Sneak out. Till the spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the desert become a fertile field. Justice will dwell, excuse me, and the fertile field seems like a forest. Justice will dwell in the desert, and righteousness live in the fertile land. The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Though hell flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely, how blessed you will be, sowing your seed by every stream and letting your cattle and donkey reign free. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. May it be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Isaiah, Deacon Lowe.
Thank you.
Amen. Next, I have Sister Smith. Do you have anything you would like to share with us this evening?
No.
Okay, she has. Alrighty. Auntie Marie, do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I just want to sit in.
Amen.
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 Okay. All righty, then we have Mother May. Any good news you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Colossians chapter 3, and the subject is community began at home. When husband and wife love the Lord with all their heart and each other will self-giving, alternated, creative, and dramatic love, the home becomes a calif of excellence, a temple of hope, and a sanctuary of joy, sanctuary of joy. When our lives are hidden with hope, when our life Oh boy, I need my glasses now. But, oh, excuse me, y'all. When our lives are hidden with Christ, the family house become a house of faith and love. When hope and honor go hand in hand, a house becomes a home when God is there in Jesus Christ. Reconcile the family and the word of God. What are the basic rules of the house when Christ is in the center of joy? The rules are reverence, respect, responsibility, service, suffering, and sacrifice. There are the qualities that transform a house into a home. The home that nurtures and preserves these qualities then into a community, a team, a witness, raised with Christ, an army free of hatred, raised malice, slander, and filthy language. And when the soldier march out from a home with these qualities, the church's schools and the community are infected with a new commitment. Scholarship and leadership community relationships become more and more characteristic by growing and grace. More and more community relationships are based on love and forgiveness, out of which unity follows and renewal grows. With this Christ center, unity and freedom, we can build family of faith. We can build school of excellence. We can worship and praise in churches that nurture individuals to become mature and responsible citizens. We can build community into village of justice, mercy, and peace. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together with love. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother, for that reading out of Colossians 3.
Mm-hmm. 1 through 12.
Yes, 1 through 12. Amen. May the Lord bless those words. Amen. All righty, well, that completes our first round. So now we would like to pray over our sick and shut in. Before I move forward, just want to make sure, do we need to add anyone to the list or remove anyone from the list?
Take me off.
You sure? Mother May said take her off. So, y'all my witness.
Mm-hmm.
Right, anyone else? All right. If you all bow your heads. Father God, as we come together this evening to pray for our sick and our shut-in and those that are just struggling in this day and time, Father God, we ask for you to lift us up in strength. What I would like to do, Father God, is give you a list of those that we have on the forefront of our minds, but not to say that we're not looking out for all those that are in prisons and hospitals and things of that nature. We're going to start off with Douglas Lee Slappy Jr., Douglas Lee Slappy Sr. and family, Briggs family, Todd Gingy, John Rainson, Auntie Marie, Donna Smith and family, Rhonda Banks, Oliver Nella, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Vera, Kiera, Malachi, and Tawana, Carrie and Willie Cody, Travis, Freddie, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian, Ophelia, Nasir, Jameer, and Tremar, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, that includes Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, and the family of Auntie Janet Woods and Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, the Cato family, Kenneth Jacob, Jayla Miller, and Harold Best. Father God, we just ask for prayer for a healthy mind and body for all of the sick and shut in, Father God. Almighty God, you know that we are surrounded by many great dangers, and because of our human frailty, we cannot withstand them, Father. Give us health of mind and body so that we who suffer under sin may overcome and win the victory in you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. All right. Our next agenda item is birthdays. And we do have a birthday today. And it is Hubert's son, LaConte Lowe. Today was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So just a moment of silence as we think about his life in celebration of the contest.
So
All right. Thank you. I was also stalling so I can figure out who is my singer for today. Now, I do have another birthday, two more birthdays coming up on February 3rd, which is this Saturday. I can't believe February is here already. We're just celebrating the new year. But we do have Ruth and Tia on February the 3rd. Deacon Lowe, would you like to sing Happy Birthday?
Okay. I have a birthday today.
I'm sorry, who else?
Dante Lewis has a birthday today.
Dante. And it's 128. Okay. Add him to the
yes.
list. Any other? I'm sorry. I had him. You know, I sure did. I couldn't read my writing. 28 way over here. Okay. All righty. Well, he would pass on singing. Let's see here. I should have done this before the call. I apologize, guys. I was getting a nap in. All righty. Oh, I'm going to go with... I can't. No more. I'm so sorry. I just want to make sure I didn't make this fair. I keep coming back to you, Auntie Dot, but I keep trying to pass you, but it just keep coming back to you.
Really?
So I'm going to stick with you. That was it. What you said. After, she got a beautiful song inside this year. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday and many more. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and do our second round. And what we're going to do, first of all, just going to quickly go over our homework that we're supposed to be working on. I hope some of you have started reading and enjoying the study already. But for next week, we're only asking that you have completed day one and day two exercises. And we'll go over that. Any questions so far on the lesson that you may have? Before we proceed. No questions. Auntie Bet, did you get the letter yesterday?
No, I haven't got a letter.
Okay. Well, just go ahead and read through day one and day two, and then go to page 39 and do that exercise.
Okay.
One through
page 39.
Uh-huh.
It's a page 49.
On page 39, there's an exercise if you would do that, and then just do day one and day two.
Okay. Does she need a copy of the schedule? Is that what you mailed to her?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have an email address. Yeah, I don't have an email address. I don't have an email address, no, actually, and I wasn't able to text on her on the mobile phone, so we sent it to
you
her.
You have already
mail.
Put it in the mail, though?
Yes, ma'am.
You have already put it in the mail?
Yes, ma'am. We put it in the mail Tuesday. It should have gotten
there
by now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I got to know it. I could have taken it to her.
That's okay. We thought it was going to get you tickets in a couple of days. Surprise, Dad. And also, I'm going
to
read it. No, page 39 in the workbook. There's an exercise back there. If you can make sure that's completed, and then also go through the reading and do day one and day two, and there's also exercises in those sections.
Okay, one and two. All right.
Yeah, just for this week. Then next, the following week, we're going to do three and four. You can go ahead and do them if you want to, but we're only going to discuss two at a time, so it's not so much.
Okay.
And Auntie Marie, did you get your information in the mail?
Yes, I did.
Amen, amen. Great. Now, how do you get yours in Florida so fast that she couldn't get hers in Augusta?
They like me.
The same day. They mailed them the same day. That's funny, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you guys don't have any questions, we're going to move forward with our typical close, second round where you can get a chance to say a poem, song, or whatever. If you do have questions as you're doing them, feel free to just text me. With our time zone different, easier to just text me and I'll get back with you guys and we can kind of talk through it. Again, I don't profess to be an expert on this. I'm going to sit down and do this again with Mom as well, but we all learn together so there's no dumb questions in order for us to absorb the information. So just feel free to do that. Alrighty, so let's do our second round, and I'm going to start off with Deacon Lowe. You have anything you would like to share with us this evening? The second round.
Yes, I'm dealing with some physical issues at the moment, but I'll be coming out the Book of Psalms. And this is considered to be one of my favorite songs. Well, the first one, this is the first scriptures that I learned out of the Bible. That would be Psalms 23.
Amen.
If everyone is familiar with
it. Amen.
Okay, here we go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Psalm 23, Deacon Lowe. Next I have Mother May.
Pass.
All righty. Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie, are you mute?
Power off.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to thank everyone for the prayer for my surgery, and it went well. And I just thank God, because on my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God. Every day, I'm a child of God. So thank you all for all your prayers.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, yes.
Thank you for sharing, Auntie Karen. We're so grateful that you are recovering nicely. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Next I have Sister Tawana. Any good news, testimony, poems, or songs you would like to share with us?
Pass.
All righty. Next I have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read a verse from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. in him were life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie Dot, for the reading out of John. Amen. Next, we have Sister Shirley. Any testimony, poems, or songs you'd like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
Amen. Auntie Betty, any testimony, poems, or songs you would like to share with us this evening?
I would like to continue with the creation where I left off.
Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after its kind, cattle, creeping things, and beasts of the earth after its kind. And it was. And God made the beasts of the earth after its kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God, created he him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over everything upon the earth. God, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree which is in fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. So, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening was day. Amen. I read the whole entire chapter of chapter 1, Genesis.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that reading out of Genesis, Auntie Betty. I have Sister Smith and Douglas and Auntie Maria's listeners. I'm going to skip those. Next, I have Sister Barra. Any poems, testimonies, or additional verses you would like to share?
Yeah. What the look at your name? Kira made the Dean list. Malachi going for a new job. He takes his drug test tomorrow. I pray that he did it.
All right.
It's pretty far, but he said he'll be okay. So we just going to pray about that.
But our young generation coming on board. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going last, and I just wanted to share something I just stumbled on. One of our themes for this year at the church is position for greatness. And so it just dawned on me as I was thinking about that, that as we get ready to go through our Bible study for the remainder of the year, I'm sure, that's how long it's going to take us to get through it, that we are positioning ourselves for greatness. I just want to share some feedback on that. Position for greatness means being destined for greatness, just recognizing that there's a unique plan and path set before us by God. It means embracing our gifts, our talents, and passions, and using them for the greater good. It involves aligning our desires and actions with God's will and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and empower us. So as we go through our Bible study, as I said, no one on this call knows everything, but God has gifted each of us with something. And so this is an opportunity for us to share the gift that he has instilled in us so that each of us can take away something and grow. And instead of some other things, God knows all and sees all. He knows the heart of every person as well as the decisions they will ultimately make. So with this in mind, we have to remember that God thinks long term. He positioned his people now for the things they will need to be ready for in the distant future. So while questioning your truth, to keep in mind that you may be positioned by God for something that will come later. Amen.
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 All righty, but that concludes our round, and we're right at 7 o'clock. So what we're going to do is assign parts for next week. We have the opening prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer? Everybody's shy tonight.
I do it.
Who was that?
Vera.
Sister Vera, okay. And how about First Chronicle 25 reading? Do I have a volunteer to do that?
I'll do it. Auntie Dot.
Okay, thank you, Auntie Dot. And closing prayer, any volunteers for the closing prayer? Deacon Low, awesome. He raised his hand. All righty. I don't like to talk for more than an hour, so I am going to respect you guys' time. But I do want to play the last worship song. Before I do that, I do have Sister Tawana as our closing prayer. That is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do the worship song. It's going to be Make It Right by Dante Bowe and Jacqueline Carr and Don Delaney.
She likes to smile. She likes to light up.
I remember when sin was sin. And I remember when wrong was wrong. And I remember when we all fell short. Got back up, much greater than the fall. Well, I pray that you open up.
Strong, you can take it with some holy.
Close us out in prayer, and if you want to continue to listen to that song, I will continue to play it after we hear her pray. You may proceed, Tawana.
Okay. Lord Jesus, we pray for unity and fellowship among the members of this Bible study. May our bonds deepen as we continue to encourage and support one another on this journey of faith. Help us to demonstrate your love to each other and to the world around us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
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 Beautiful. So glad I'm on this song. God will make it right. So I'm going to put it back on. Yeah.